This year marks the 51st anniversary of Earth Day, and a growing number of Americans are trying to be socially responsible investors, putting their money behind companies with positive environmental, social, and governance track records. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Happy Monday, Jill.
Happy Monday to you as well.
Jill, you write that in the past, being a socially responsible investor was kind of hard to do. What has changed? How easy is it today?
Well, it's much easier today because as time has gone by, there has been pressure put on companies by the public. This started back in the 80s. That was as we saw a global movement to divest from those companies that were doing business in South Africa. That movement spurred something called socially responsible investing. And then later in the 90s, we had a call from the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to actually create a global compact, essentially asking business leaders to say, give a human face to the global market of what you stand for. And companies have started to embrace that much more so than anyone would have ever expected, even 5 years ago.
Mm. Can you explain the difference between socially responsible investing, SRI, and ESG?
Well, I think what happened was when it was SRI, there were a lot of things lumped in there. By actually going through and saying environmental causes, that's something important. Hey, I want to invest in companies that have had public statements that support, say, Black Lives Matter or marriage equality. And governance, meaning that the governance of their own organization. So how does your company score with women in the boardroom, people of color in high-ranking positions? Still, they are lumped together. And that is one criticism of ESG funds that, for example, your company might be really good on the social and governance, not so good on the environmental.
Okay, an example of this, over the past year, major companies like Nike and Walmart have rolled out their own racial equity pledges. So when we talk about socially responsible investing, how are investors deciding between ESG and SRI with a company, say, like a Nike or a Walmart?
I think it's evolving, and we don't know yet. You know, I'll give you an example that you can look at, say, JP Morgan Chase, which said, we are very much against what happened on January 6th. We're going to freeze all of our contributions. But then a couple months later, when a big corporate initiative of executives signing on behalf of their companies and demanding for voter rights in certain states, JP Morgan, Jamie Dimon, the CEO, didn't sign that letter. So if you're an investor, you might say, go for it, JP Morgan Chase. Fantastic. 3 months later, you might say, I don't really want to invest in you.
Hmm. Before I let you go, I have to ask you about what many critics say about this type of investment. There's not a lot of literature out there that actually suggests impact investing works and that socially responsible assets could underperform. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that the latest data that we have received is actually showing great results. In fact, a recent report by McKinsey showed a really high correlation with strong ESG propositions from companies and higher returns, which in the end sort of starts to feel like you can be green and maybe make some green at the same time.
Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.